AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. There's continued turmoil in Nigeria. Officials say Islamic extremists killed 41 people, including a legislator, and scared hundreds of people from polling stations in the northeast in an effort to disrupt the most closely contested presidential race in the country's history. Boko Haram failed, however, as millions of Nigerians went to the polls and voted. This local government worker, Moses Gambu Abba, says the Nigerian refugees who have been forced from their homes by Boko Haram and other extremists are hoping their votes make a difference.
The issue of Boko Haram, that's why you see our people here. You can see the crowd. But had it been we are at home voting, it's going to be even more than this because we lost so many of our brothers and sisters.
Russia's deputy foreign minister is expressing confidence that a preliminary nuclear agreement with Iran can be reached. The European Union's foreign policy chief is also optimistic an agreement can be had.
You're always optimists, otherwise we wouldn't be here. And I've said we have never been so close in the last weeks. I think we've made substantial progress.
Secretary of State John Kerry, along with the foreign ministers of France and Germany, are negotiating with Iran's top diplomat. Congressman Trey Gowdy, the Republican head of the House committee investigating the 2012 Benghazi attacks, says former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton is ignoring requests from the panel. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
Clinton, a likely Democratic presidential candidate next year, faced a Friday deadline to respond to a subpoena for emails and documents related to Libya, including the 2012 attacks on a U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi that killed four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador to Libya.
Clinton's lawyer says the State Department has the emails. AP update. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says interest rate hikes could start later this year.
Yellen says the economy continues to improve, and she stresses the rate increase would be very gradual over the next few years. But that time hasn't arrived yet. The Fed benchmark rate has been at a record low near zero for more than 6 years. In a speech in San Francisco, Yellen said the gradual approach is the way to go because the economy could stall, and with rates still relatively low, the Fed would have little room to cut them. She adds the Fed's action would depend on how the economy performs in the coming months. Ed Donahue, Washington.
International Olympic Committee inspectors are leaving Beijing after offering a positive evaluation of the Chinese capital's bid for the 2022 Winter Olympics. That follows a news conference in which the evaluation commissioner affirmed Beijing's embrace of the IOC's goals. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.